If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
End of the end of the end of the show, show, da 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 da. All right. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Hi, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk, news, sports, everything, and the full 90 Extra Time podcast recording this morning. We're late, I understand. It's a Thursday in internet time. It could be any time, but in real time, we're recording today. All right, let's get right to it. Facebook is so heavy-handed, it's annoying the crap out of me. Allow me to complain for just one moment. They roll out these new features, and then they just keep hitting you over the head with it. Like, do the thing. Come on, you want to add it to your story? Hey, you want to add it to the story? Hey, you want to add that to your story? No, don't want to add it to my story. Somebody hit me up on Facebook mentioning coming to the studio for a tour. I got a message on Sunday, and now every follow-up, it continues to ask me to book an appointment using their book an appointment feature, obviously. Well, the person who wanted to come in, he's already been here 2 days ago, brought his kids, we had a nice time, but yet Facebook persists, and it insists. He's like, hey, thanks a lot. Facebook's like, yo, you want to book an appointment? No, it happened in the past. You turds. Okay, thank you. The complaining is now over. So a big part of living in a, or I don't anymore, but I did. I lived in Seattle, in a big city, is that if you live like out in the suburbs or maybe even the sticks, you aspire to come to the big city, maybe for art or opportunity in business or something like that. But I think about, you know, wanting to come in and play music, buy guitars, come to the city, be part of a scene, try and make it. Yeah, it's fun. The hustle is there. It's expensive. It's hard. You get sad. Builds character. These things that old people tell, like myself, tell you. Seattle, when I moved here, I've lived here for a decade. When I moved here, felt like it was almost out of reach to be able to do that. Unless you were like, you know, really like landing a cool job or something like that. You're going to have a million roommates. Certainly to like move here by yourself and just have your own pad. That's got to be out of the question now, right? Even if you're an engineer at like an Amazon or something like that, I just can't imagine being able to afford getting to live your own life the way that you want in the big city, which is kind of like a cool dream that people have. Not that having roommates is bad. Well, it is bad, but it's important to like experience that, I suppose. So then like Amazon moves into the city, things start getting really crowded. All these other businesses, the Facebooks and Googles of the world, they start expanding. Next thing you know, there's nowhere to live. So we fill up the city full of cranes and start building all these buildings to live in. We were leading the nation in number of cranes in one single city. That's dropped off now. We're tied with Los Angeles. But we built all these places. And then what do you know? You see the rents starting to stabilize a little bit and not rocket up competitively. How long can that last?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Hey, after a short reprise, Seattle rent is going up again. How's that even possible? It's like so expensive. What are they renting out the available space to the viaduct rubble? What have all those cranes been doing these last few years?
Whatever.
Yeah. Props to Starbucks on hitting their goal of hiring 25,000 military veterans and spouses 6 years ahead of schedule. Whoa. Why stop there, though, they say? They plan to hire an additional 5,000 vets or spouses every year moving forward. Nicely done. This is so rad for the Beastie Boys fan in your life. Adidas is doing a 30th anniversary tribute to Paul's Boutique with a skateboarding / Beastie Boys Americana shoe collaboration. They're so simple and subtle and totally dope. I'll post it on our social at 1077 The End.
You just got news.
A few months ago on Nerd Talk, we talked about how there was going to be Kohl's, the department store, was going to let you start returning your Amazon packages because, you know, you tear open the package and you're like, wait a second, this isn't what I actually wanted when I was drunk and ordered something. Damn it, weed! That happens. Or you're just like, well, I'll just order it and see what happens. I can always return it. They're really cool about that. And then, like, you're never finding a box. You're never wrapping it back up. You're never taking it to the, I don't know, the store to get that done and get the label. But all that crap, that's never happening, right? Well, Kohl's started offering a service where you could bring your Amazon packages into them. Boop! They scan it. And they get it shipped back to Amazon. You get your refund. But, like, how hard of a struggle is that to get done? Well, my wife, Space Baby's mother, exhausted mom, she had a couple things that she ordered that we wanted to send back and try it out. And she's like, I'm going to try this Kohl's thing out. And so you click through a few things on the website. It gives you things, says, okay, take these over today to Kohl's and drop it off. And we're like, this, no way. They're going to make it super easy. Yeah, it's super easy, she said. You walk in, you say, here's the thing, a couple boop, boops, and then you're done. Took a few hours. We got a refund posted from Amazon. It was like, surprisingly really cool. So despite being part of the reason why you can't afford to live in Seattle, and despite driving a ton of small business out of business, at least they're making it easy for us to impulse purchase and not be totally committed to the things that we invest in. I don't know if I just justified it or not, but I'm really worried about our decline as a culture, because it took us thousands of years to get past using pictographs, hieroglyphs, cuneiform, to be able to, like, communicate in a written way. And when humans can't be literate, it's a lot easier to be controlled because the people who can read are in a position to understand how things are functioning and then use it against the people who can't. In this day and age, like, if you're illiterate, that's like a horrible disadvantage. I feel awful for you. But back in the day, it used to be a really easy way for, like, somebody to grab power and then rule over people because they couldn't be informed. They couldn't seek out the information they needed on their own unless you learned to be literate. Well, in the last 10 years, thanks to smartphones and emoji, we're just sliding right back down towards that. And you see the parallels in other places. So as we're rocketing back towards communicating with bird symbols and barfing emojis, I like that little clown one. I like the cowboy hat one, too. That's good. All the kitty ones are really good. Anyway, somebody has figured out how to at least make the emojis weirder.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Someone built a Twitter bot that combines emojis together to make new, incredible characters. It's awesome. It reads like math. Emoji 1 plus emoji 2 equals... and then the new creation. For example, if you wanted an alien and a cowboy hat, done. I mean, sure, we love cats, but if you mix in a baby, you get a kitten. Ooh, you think we could get a dead clown? Currently, the bot is only for fun, doesn't take requests, great, and you can't actually use the emojis on a keyboard or anything yet, but we're one step closer to a huge breakthrough we need for much weirder texting. Oh, is that a cat turd? The 2020 Tokyo Olympics have unveiled their super cool gold, silver, and bronze medals all harvested from old gadgets. Medals made from metals. Tight. The gold is actually gold plating over a silver core. The silver is... silver, and the bronze is actually copper with a bit of zinc.
Come back, zinc! Come back!
And finally, thanks to a breakthrough in research, we're about to see a leap in solar panel efficiency from 20-something to 80%. It all has to do with radiated infrared photons. So, like, the heat from the sun hitting something could now potentially be collected and used for energy. If we could just figure out how to capture that infrared heat and cool it down, I wonder if we could stop it from refracting around in the atmosphere and thus battle global warming.
Wrong.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
My understanding is limited, but I guess that as the sun's photons and rays and everything come down, they can get through the atmosphere, and then some of it gets absorbed into the Earth, the heat that we take in, and then the infrared, or then it bounces back and shoots towards space, but the infrared that's radiated from the Earth after absorption and returned back to the skyward, that can't get back through the atmosphere, and so that heat just kind of gets trapped. And as we add more, I don't know what the word is, like junk to the air. I guess it's probably carbon. Yeah. As that happens, we add more of that, less infrared refraction is happening. I think the word is refraction, and it's getting trapped, and so the temperatures go up. At some point, you become planet Venus, where it's like 300 degrees. And like life like ours, the way we want it for us, can't exist anymore. So, maybe that solar panel is something that we can think of. End of the show, show, end of the show, show,
end of the show, show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.